All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, June 10th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a big 11-game MLB main slate. We have a two-game WNBA slate, and then we had 24 matches for tennis get started earlier this morning. So good luck to all of you playing some DFS today. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up on the screen here. And we didn't have any questions come in prior to the show. So why don't we start the day off with a slate demo? We will do probably a demo for MLB. And then I'm thinking we could do a demo for WNBA as well. Just mix it up, do something like a little bit different here. So with this slate coming up here, one second. Why don't we do our starter demo for this one? We haven't really done a starter demo for MLB, I think, in a couple days. So why don't we do this here? Big 11-game slate. Notice that the min salary is already up to 49,000 here. I think that's a good thing. So we don't really need to increase it further. I think the limit is like games that are like 10K. I'm sorry, 10 games plus. Then the min salary goes up to 49K automatically there. So that's good. So not going to do anything with min and max salary there, but do want to turn on this don't use batters against opposing pitcher default rule here. This is probably just some rule that we were testing in some questions. So we could turn that off. Not super important. Going to make two small adjustments to projections. And then since we're building for a starter, I'm going to change this to 500 lineups, and then I'm going to kick off this build. So let's run these lineups, and then we'll get into the post build and then start dissecting things from there. So we're setting this build to run. And usually the larger the slate, it might just take a little bit more. Just more players in the player pool, more sims to analyze and all that kind of stuff. So be patient with it. And then usually higher correlation sports take a little bit longer as well. But these builds are just about finishing up here. All right, so we are in the post build, and we got our pool of 500 lineups here. And from here, we are going to do starter, so we're not going to use a contest sim. I'm going to move over to this like expanded view option here. This is the one like I mostly prefer. So going to stick with Saber Score. Just make sure that you know the primary contest that you're optimizing for, that's the Saber Score that you're using. So if it's 50K plus, okay, switch to 50K plus. If it's in this range, 10K to 50K, use that one. If it's a little bit smaller, I think we were looking at the $4.20 max the other day, and it was like 8,800 entries, right? So then we came in and like we switched it. So whatever contest you're primarily optimizing for, that's the Saber Score that you want to use there. So just do that. But aside from that, right, let's make sure. You know, I've been talking to a couple of people in support, and I think it's like super important to kind of just reiterate a little bit. But, you know, exposure alone isn't always like the most important thing. And we actually have like a kind of a good example here, right? Where I could just sort by exposure, and let me just like move leverage like way off the screen here, right? And when I'm looking at just my exposure, I'd be like, oh, okay, you know, my highest leverage play is Lance McCullers, right? It's very easy to just kind of say, like, my highest exposed player is the player that, like, I'm the highest on. But it's really not true, right? You always kind of want to take into account, like, players' ownership. So, like, I've been grouping these together personally, exposure, ownership, and leverage, right? Go and grab that guy. Because, like, now I could see, like, okay, hey, I'm actually taking this huge stand on these Atlanta batters, right? Matt Olson, Acuna, Harris, Riley, you know, all of these leverages are way higher than my leverage to McCullers, right? So, like, exposure only matters in relation to ownership. So that's why I think the leverage column is, like, super, super important to just be aware of, to look at regularly, and always be mindful of when making post-build decisions. And then the other thing, right, that's super important is that pitchers' range of outcomes are so much different from hitters, right? So I really like utilizing the all batters and the pitchers tab. And let me just refresh this. Trying to get these graphs up. Okay, some colors. Yeah, so look at his graph, right? Big bell-shaped curve, and then look at Olson. This is what happens when, you know, you play a sport where getting a hit 3 out of 10 times means you're, like, really good, right? Way different ranges of outcomes here. So the hitters just end up being way higher variances, like, effectively what you can take away from that. So that's why I think it's super important to just look at the batters and then look at the pitcher separately. So the all batters tab comes in way handy here. Like here, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with our pitcher leverages at all, right? I look at these leverages, like, okay, we're a little high on McCullers, we're a little high on Gore. Both of these players look fine. They both have plenty of ownership. And I think that, you know, their exposures are both less than 2x their ownership, right? Seems fine. Then we go over to batters, right? Okay, well, like, Olson is 9 times his exposure compared to, or his exposure is 9 times his ownership. Acuna's is 5 times his ownership. Harris is higher than that, 15, like 17 times his ownership, right? These leverages are, like, massive. And we've already seen that these players are super high variance with their wild distributions, right? We for sure want to do something to spread out our risk here for these batters. So what are we going to do on starter, right? Okay, we're going to scroll down. Last lineup in our set of 20 here, we're going to start adjusting the min uniques. I would actually add in an average projection aggregate metric here, especially on starter. This is a good good thing to look at. All right, so 96.6 projection to start. Projection moves a little bit, but not much. At 3 uniques, it's about the same. Great. You know, we haven't sacrificed any projection. We're already spreading out our risk, right? Okay. We go 4 uniques. We go 5 uniques. We go 6 uniques. So sometimes you could see your projection go up. Okay. This is an important note. Usually this means that the builder has put you on to lower run total teams on purpose to get, like, leverage. And now what's happening is it's putting you on the chalkier teams. So you can look at, like, how much you move in one direction. It doesn't always have to be down. It's like we're moving, our projection's moving up. That tells me we're probably moving on to chalkier plays. So, like, I would get so just super small changes overall. But then we get to 7 uniques, okay? Mind you, we're only at lineup 56, right? We've gone down to lineup 56 in our pool. So we're still, you know, really close to, like, the top 10% here, right, overall. And now our leverages are starting to get all, basically, almost everybody is in this 10 to 20% range, right? So before we were at 30, we were at high 20s. Well, you know, there's one player at 21%. And then everyone else is in this 10 to 20 range, right? This is really good. At this point, we've sacrificed about 1 point projection to get here. Let's try 8. So at 8, we do drop another point. Our last lineup ends up being lineup 160. So now we're approaching the point where we want to be really, really careful. And we want to say like, okay, hey, you know, we're approaching this like 25 to 50% of our pool range here. You know, let's analyze this. We've already come down 2 points projection, but you look at these leverages, right? Okay. We still have some leverage on Atlanta, right? We're holding on to that Atlanta leverage, but it's a lot less, right? 8% on, Olsen, you know, still 17 on Harris and Albies, but a lot flatter, right? No batter in more than 20%. And then when we were at one unique, right, we had Olsen in 45%, a bunch of other Atlanta batters in 35%. So at 8, we've gotten to a point where we still have some leverage on Atlanta, but we're not so heavily leveraged, and we're a lot more spread out, even on the plays that like we were negative on before. So, you know, 8 feels like very a good spot. If you wanted to not be so flat, you're like, hey, you know, I'd rather keep that 1 more point projection. Okay, well, try 7. You know, 7's not the worst thing either. We get some leverage to some other batters, right? Corbin Carroll, Brent Rooker, Paul Goldschmidt. You know, I'm just naming off players with like double-digit leverage here. And, you know, some of these players seem fine, right? It's okay to take stands on a slate. It's just, we just want to be mindful of how big of a stand we are ultimately taking. So, and then the other good thing with 7, right, is that we prioritize the rank a little bit more. We're at lineup 56 instead of lineup 160 when we get to 8. So these are the things that I'd be looking at. These are the things that you want to be aware of. But, you know, I saw this today talking to some people in sport, and like, I just want to hammer home that like exposure, ownership, and leverage really should all be kind of looked at together. And so, you know, if that requires like some moving around of the columns, like I think this is worth it. So this is like a worthwhile change that I would recommend people try and make. All right. That was our starter demo for the day. And it looks like we're still caught up with questions here. We didn't go live on X today. Something went wrong. I don't know why. I'll look into it after the show. Apologies about that, but we're still on YouTube and Twitch. And we are going to jump over to the WNBA streets. So let's go over to WNBA. Got 2 gamer today in about 3 hours here. So one thing I just want to call out in case nobody's aware of this, and we'll go to the build lineups, is that in the Discord, we do have our WNBA lineup alert channels. Works very similar to the NBA lineup alert channels, where it is summarizing projection changes. If somebody, you know, this is like the first sim of the day, which is why all these players go from 0 to a higher number. But if somebody gets ruled out, right, if somebody gets announced off the bench instead of starting, it looks like there were some mix-ups here with like Segrist, right? Projection came down like a bunch. Odota gets like ruled out here, right? And other players get bumped up. You know, all this information is summarized here in the Discord. Very useful to just look at and be aware of, right? So just wanted to call that out. Super cool thing the team set up. And now, right, getting into WNBA here. So we do have all the bucket ownerships, right? We're going to make 2 projection adjustments. Now, let's see. It's a 2-game slate, so I understand why min salary's down a little bit. I might bump it up slightly, just like me personally. Just like ever so slightly to get a little bit higher projected plays here. I'm not going to send any filters or rules. I'm just going to kind of trust the sim here. And I'm going to look, we're on 0-9 sliders. So, you know, almost 0-10, right? But not fully using single game sims. Doesn't seem like we need to just yet. We're just going to stick with the default contest. Let's go do the minimax. Why not? I bet a lot more people are playing the minimax. So we'll set up the minimax. I'm going to switch this to low stakes MME. And, you know, let's say I'm entering, you know, 50 lineups in the minimax. Okay, cool. So we go over to our build. We already kicked this off. Should be running. Yeah, we're doing an ultimate demo, so we're cool with, like, building 5,000 lineups. And this is starting to crawl a little bit. I'm going to stop it. I think 3,800 lineups are more than enough for the demo here. Is this toggle on? Toggle's not on, but we're just going to kick this. Sim off. We're going to turn this on for the future. And this nice, useful thing to do. Saves you like a click and kicks us off if you're looking at other things while it's running. Okay, so let's move some stuff around. I'm going to follow my own advice and keep these three columns together. This looks pretty good. Cool. So just setting things up in a way that makes sense to me. Contest and finish here. We're going to sort by the ROI. And I'm going to set up an average ROI aggregate metric to go along with this one. All right. So we said we're building 50 lineups for the 50 cent minimax. Okay, great. So we see some high leverages here. You know, probably a little bit more normal. One in NBA and then two in a smaller slate. Right. What I'd probably do is I'd probably sort by value. And notice, like, our highest leverage player is like the far and away the highest value on the slate, like 1 point value higher than the next lowest player. So, like, I'm okay with this. It's still like a little bit above 2x ownership. But this high leverage number doesn't scare me. And then, two, this player is a lot more normally distributed, kind of like the pitchers, right? I would treat the pitchers and like these WNBA players kind of like from the same kind of frame of mind, right? Where they're not so high variance. So this seems fine. Now, what I would do is kind of just like scroll down and make sure, like, you know, value obviously matters in NBA. So just make sure like we're not too overexposed to like any low values. And this looks kind of good, right? The lower down in value we go, -7 leverage, -7, -11, -8, -10, -11, -16. You know, this kind of all falls in line with like that line of thinking that like value is important in WNBA. So like we're getting to a lot of the higher value plays. We're getting to a lot less of the lower value plays. We're still playing them. You know, they still might do okay, right? They can have like a high percentile outcome, but we're not getting like over leveraged or on some of these plays. So like the thinking here makes sense, right? They're going to do well enough in the sim where you want to play them to some extent, right? You don't want to like full fade because that's like super aggressive, but we want to play them at a little bit lower rate than some of the better plays on the slate. So this all kind of tracks with me, right? We're trying to make it make sense. We're trying to make it be just kind of like we're looking for spots where like, hey, this looks kind of funny, right? Like the red flag goes up, you know, alarm bells like in your head. So far, like I'm not getting really any huge alarm bells here. I really like what I'm seeing. So this is before even changing anything, right? I think it's totally fine to leave this as is, to leave it at one unique. You know, it is a 6-player lineup and there's only four teams on the slate, right? 2 games. So I don't know how high with uniques you could even go without seeing like pretty significant drops. So that's like another consideration. Three, you know, we got like a really big jump here, right? We're at 109 ROI at 3 uniques, and then we're at 155 ROI at 2. If I had to say anything, I would say, hey, you know, 2 is probably as much as I would want to go. And it seems okay, like, to go 2. You know, we're still getting top leverage to, like, Van Lith. We get a little bit flatter, right? Top exposure goes down to 60% from 68. So if you're like, hey, you know, I want to prioritize the value and stuff, but I do want to get a little bit more spread out. 2 uniques feels fine. I really wouldn't go to 3 in this scenario. It seemed like too big of a drop and kind of like a decrease there. So if you want to diversify, 2 seems good, but you know, you always got to be aware of like how many players are in the player pool, like viable players, right? How many players are in a lineup, all those things kind of matter the smaller and smaller the slate gets. So we did also raise min salary, right? So TNX seems good here. I'd be happy with what I was seeing, and I'd be ready to upload this to my contests and kind of go from there. All right. Knocked out a starter demo, knocked out an ultimate demo. No more questions here at the moment. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.